broadcasting live from our Ford Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Ford Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Ford Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
Bobby, we're on.
Yeah.
Hello.
Sorry, Bob.
We're on.
I'm trying again.
Got new headsets too.
Sorry about that, guys.
We're okay.
We're good.
God darn! I was sorry when I do that. I mean, I was just into something, and you know, what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
Right. I'm gonna guess you were. Helping somebody out on the phone.
Well, you know what, Neil? God, I sound good today.
It is good.
Something new?
We're jumping out at it.
Well, this sound nice.
Whoa, that sound good.
Hey, next Wednesday, We got the new girls basketball coach coming in.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Tyler Dietrich, is that his name?
Tyler?
No,
Dietrich. See?
Yep.
Yeah. We don't even know him.
Hey, he's new.
Yeah, how are we supposed to know him?
How are you going to know him? Do he come talk to us?
Yep.
So what kind of background you got, you know?
I got this wall. Blue.
Does he have?
Oh, yeah. Him. Yeah. He's a good-looking guy.
Good-looking.
That's good.
He's got lives in Rockford.
Well,
works
from
in
Rockford.
Greenville.
I think he was listed as a Coldwater is where he lives, but he graduated from Rockford. He might be up around
Tyler
Rockford
Reich.
Again, but yeah. So somebody had said he'd been helping.
He's been on somebody. The Parkway staff for last 6
Parkway?
Years.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, you know, yeah, it'd be good.
I like it.
Young guy. I think that's exactly
30 what he maybe. Is he even 30?
He ain't very old.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
Of course, everybody's young to me.
Yeah, we're old.
We're very old.
Wait until you get to be my age.
Really? You old?
Yeah.
You
know, I was
we
old.
Are. There's no difference in 65 and 58.
I'm 67.
There's no old. Difference.
Huh?
No.
I've seen new dirt.
You say new dirt?
Yes. They say that you're as old as dirt.
You're seeing new dirt?
I'm older than dirt. Older
That's
than
pretty
dirt.
Old.
That's pretty old.
Yeah.
But it That's beats old. The alternative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell.
You're under the dirt.
You can see the old dirt from underneath.
Yeah. That's hell,
not
that,
that much
bad.
Fun, I'm
that
guessing.
Rock or leave?
Yeah, Rocker. I got mad.
He races down there. He's Brick Street.
He is
he's
the face of Brick
Warrior.
Street.
He has some.
Yeah,
some,
he's the
some
face.
Girl waiting on
he
him.
Does. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Rocker gets a lot of ladies.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, ain't no doubt.
Well, a lot of times when you have the ladies have a choice between him and John Brueggemann, Rocker should get the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Rocker wins.
Good point.
Rocker wins.
I agree with that, Neil. So, we're going to talk about a lot of things tonight. We're going to talk about the draft.
The draft.
We're going to talk about the Fort Recovery Indians who come off a huge win.
Saturday night?
Yep.
Yes.
But then it was back-to-back shutouts.
Back-to-back
One shutout. Hitter and four hitter.
Yep.
And that ain't good.
Not good.
Mm-mm. Left 9 on base, I think, last
another
night.
Another niner, yep. Left another niner on base.
Left 9 on base last night?
Yep.
I think that's what it was. I think the paper said 8, but we had 9, and I believe in Coppy's numbers.
We just can't get a big hit.
No, can't get a big hit.
No, we did on Saturday. We got some big hits. We still left 9 on base on Saturday. But
can't leave that many on base.
We got 4 of them in.
Just struggling. I look for him to move the order in a little bit or something.
I don't know. Somebody has to be hitting. Well, a lot of them have been putting the bat on the ball pretty well, but sometimes they're just not dropping in.
Yep. Something. Yeah, mix her up.
We gotta make sure.
But we're 9-6. We got tournament draw Sunday.
Sunday's draw.
We got Minster at Minster tomorrow. Game will be here on Fort Recovery Radio. You gonna be over there tomorrow?
That'll be a big one. I don't know. I might be.
Okay. Perfect.
I'll be there.
McNeil will be there. Then we got prom weekend, so it's gonna be a lot of kissing.
Lots of kissing.
All the baseball players are gonna be making out with their chicks.
Yep.
Girls will be making out with their boyfriends.
Yep.
Jack and Marsha will be making out.
That's every Saturday.
Is it really? Saturday. Is it wide open?
Just Saturday.
Hello, Saturday.
When you're okay, so we're 58. You're 60. You still do a lot of them. You still get after it.
Bop bum chicky bum.
Huh?
Well,
as you get older,
Yeah.
I mean, this is sports talk.
It is, but we got time for this.
Dr. Ruth.
Yeah.
Man's favorite sport.
That's right.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Are guys 75 still doinking?
Oh, yeah.
Are they? Why not? No doubter?
Without a doubt.
Like, can't get their wife pregnant.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it's
not usually, anyway, unless I got younger
ones.
Yeah, and you know what? All the things that were stopping you are now
fixed.
Gone. Yeah. Yeah. Kids are out of the house.
Yep.
Yeah. The bills are paid that need to be paid.
Worries are over, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know,
you're just living life.
Worry about the job. Heading to New England.
You are?
You are.
Yep. When you going there?
Leaving.
You know a song?
Leaving on a jet plane?
No.
Barry Manilow.
Time in New England.
Weekend in New England.
Took me away. You going to sing after Marsha?
Yep.
To long rocky beaches. And you by the bay. The thought a story. That is one of the most beautiful. Barry Manilow is very good.
Barry.
One of my first concerts that I went to.
Did you really?
St. Mary's McBroom Stadium. McBroom Gymnasium.
No, he was
no
not.
No way was he there.
Barry Manilow was not at St.
Barry
Mary's.
Barry Manilow was in St. Mary's.
Did he have any songs?
He didn't know he was
yet,
there.
Or is he just writing McDonald's commercials?
He wrote the McDonald's commercial. That was right when Mandy came out.
Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, special orders, don't upset us.
He wrote almost every popular jingle
for McDonald's.
About 40 years ago for every company
there
was.
That's Burger King.
Yeah.
Have it your way.
Have it your way.
What's McDonald's theme song?
It was
all-beef, patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese.
No, there was another song.
It was...
I guarantee Rocker would know that one.
Oh, guarantee he'd know it.
McDonald's.
I can't think of it.
It's killer.
Good until you start with the...
I have it here.
Now I've got it.
Burger King.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
This is not the
You
McDonald's
deserve a break
song.
Today.
That's it. What's your
not
favorite
a very good recording of this?
What's your favorite commercial song ever? I know what mine is.
You mean original one or something they like if they borrowed something from the Beatles?
No, original one.
I don't know if I know any.
No, neither.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if I can. I don't know if I have any favorite ones.
Yes, sir. When I start singing it, you're all going to sing along.
but that doesn't mean it's my favorite.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Yep. Awesome. I like it.
You ready for this?
Yep.
You got one?
Yep, I got one.
You ready for this one?
Let's do.
I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.
Perfect harmony.
I'd like to buy the world a Coke and keep it company. That's the song. You like that one?
Yeah. Now, that one was originally written as a Coke commercial, but they turned it into a real song. Yeah. And took Coke out of it, and I don't remember what they substituted.
Yeah,
it turned into
that song.
A song
was the closing
the Olympics
of Mad Men, the TV show series.
You're the only one that ever watched it.
Never heard of it.
Not the Coca-Cola part, but the song. To teach the world to sing.
Yeah, that song. Yep, because they were advertising people, and the guy had quit his job, but then he went to this retreat. And he came up with this song, and then you knew that he was going to go back and make it big.
You've been big on this movie called Draft. What is it?
Draft Day?
Draft Day?
Yeah.
You seen it yet?
Draft Day? The old one? The Cleveland Browns?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner?
Kevin Costner.
Is it any good?
Yeah. Ain't bad. It's kind of a...
He's going nuts. Every tax now. You gotta watch Draft Day, best movie ever. Bill said, "Stupid."
Bill said, "Sick."
Yeah.
Sick.
Imagine Bill saying that. That doesn't seem like Bill.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, it was just kind of interesting, the behind the scenes piece of it, how they float information out there,
mm-hmm.
and get other teams to start worrying about what's going to happen in their
who's they're going to take.
And you know that stuff like that happens.
Oh, yeah.
I bet some crazy bets for the draft, so I need this thing to just explode.
Yep.
It can't go chalk. If it goes crazy, if it goes crazy, like
not today, they were talking all crazy.
Yeah. If it does,
Alabama then, kids first, but then it's just all messed up after that.
If that's the case, stand back.
Stand back.
You're this cat has got Bobby, some wild bets.
Bobby, you got some big bets?
Yep. Wild bets.
I love it.
Yeah, wild.
So how do you bet on the draft?
You just bet a position. So I bet $20 that the kid from Alabama is the third pick.
The Carter?
Who?
Carter?
No, the quarterback.
Oh, the quarterback.
Oh. Yeah, I got him as the third pick.
Oh, that's...
If he's the third pick, I make $1,020 on a $20 bet.
What if he's the first pick?
I lose.
The Kentucky kid?
No.
No.
Who?
The kid, Bryce, what's his name?
Well, he's first.
They don't know yet. They hadn't announced it.
No, he's first. No doubt.
No.
No doubt.
I hope he's third.
No. Thank you, $1,000.
If he's third.
Burn.
If he's third, that's what I said. I need a complete overhaul. I got Jackson Najingo Smith. He goes the seventh pick.
Ooh.
$1,900.
Najingo, he could go
on a $20 bet?
On a $30.
$30 bet.
You got to
go high.
Hey.
I like it.
I just threw $100 in the draft and made crazy bets, try to make $1,000.
Go big. Go big, go.
Hey, if a couple of them hit.
If one hits, Neil, I've never hit anything in my life.
You're due then.
I am due.
You're due.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'd say Bubba it's a done a deal.
Bubba had a stretch where he'd say, all I need is for so-and-so to par this last hole, and I win $800.
Bloop.
In the water. Bloop, it goes right in the water.
Into the water.
I had...
You had a
doesn't mean he can't.
Sunday, I had from I the had water. The black driver, Bubba Wallace, to win. He needs two turns and he wins. He's leading Talladega with two turns to go. Guy hits him in the ass. End. He goes in the wall.
Rage.
$450 if he wins it. Yeah, two turns. I'm jumping up and down.
Bring it around, big fella.
Boom.
Oh, you're kidding me.
It looks like a Mario Kart. It looks like Mario Kart spun sideways.
Stops right
Jesus. Can my right left get any worse?
Are you kidding me?
Kirby told me this week he lost 31 straight bets.
Wow.
Now, he's he don't bet much, but he bet 31 bets and lost them all. A lot of parlays, a lot of crazy bets.
Yeah, buck a piece. That's not that.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, deal. That ain't
bad. No, who cares? Indians had a great win at Dayton Air Park. Alex Deuce throws a complete game, four hitter, and
number four team in the state.
Yeah, and we should be riding that momentum. And Daniel Patch had a couple big hits.
He hit that ball deep.
Yeah,
twice.
So that's really cool, and that was a good win, and it shows.
Shows we can win. That's right. We can beat anybody.
I was listening to you and Calpe last night, and you guys talked about just keep going, building on that.
Yep.
And right now, we just cannot get over the hump.
We had so many.
So will Patch pitch any this year?
I don't know. I would guess by now.
I haven't heard anything, but I would say,
he
would have to get his stuff back after his arm. That would have to take weeks.
Yeah, I'd say he's done. Right. If he ain't throwing.
I would say. Can't. I don't know.
I mean, I could text Brian.
I can't imagine that he could get back in anywhere near where he should be in a short period of time.
I would go 80-20. No.
Bubba, taking that bet?
I'm texting Brian.
Bubba,
I'll take any bet.
Make some money.
It's still early.
Yeah, I mean, we're halfway through.
Yeah, we're a little over halfway.
Tournament draw Sunday, you morons.
Yeah.
Well, it's getting later.
The second week of May is the first tournament game, I think.
Yeah, it's early, but it's getting later.
Yeah.
I think...
That's the funny thing about time.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's on my side.
See, where are you going to England?
Yes, it is.
We have eight games.
Lobster. You going to get a lobster?
We have eight regular season games scheduled. Baseball.
Are you a lobster guy?
I don't know.
Have you ever ate lobster?
We had one time out at Dave Bupp's over there.
Yeah.
He boiled lobsters. And Gary was so excited about these lobsters. They brought them out, and they sat the one in front of me. It's giant.
Yeah, and you get one little
piece,
right?
It's got green crap all over it. I said, this is the grossest thing I've ever seen. I never took one bite.
Well, don't eat the shell.
I don't want nothing to do with this thing. Yeah. Gary ate everybody's.
He just couldn't stop.
Six of them, he ate every one
crack
of them.
Crack it open.
Crack and chew. And
ain't that... lobster. You're talking about... I'm talking about crab legs.
Crab legs.
Oh, baby.
I can eat them.
Yeah.
Especially when they're pre-cut or pre-cracked.
Yeah, I've never had those. But,
that's nice.
But,
that's good eating.
Yeah.
But back, I'm going to say 15, 20 years ago, the galley up in Decatur had all-you-can-eat crab legs and shrimp.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, Pudman and I went up there, ate crab legs till our fingers were bleeding, so we couldn't crack them open anymore, so we started eating shrimp. We ate for 2 hours.
It's funny you said you said you went to the galley.
Yeah.
Me and my wife went there Monday.
Yep.
Went to the galley?
Loading turkeys up that way.
I haven't been
and I've nowhere. There. I've no, I can't eat it, you know, because the house is gone. So we's going to... Daniel Patch started throwing bullpen this week.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh, this is good.
That's good to hear.
Ooh, I like that a lot.
Yeah, so that's good.
Yes, you know, that is.
Like you said, now he's got 3 weeks to stretch him out a little bit.
Get her going. Yeah,
and, you know, when, like, you get into this time of year, you know, and you've got two or three studs from a pitching standpoint.
Well, Bo Tin's been a stud, too.
Bo Tin and Alex Dews and Daniel Patch.
Yes.
Might be the best three-pitch start. I mean,
yeah. That'd be three.
Yeah.
Three really good arms.
Yeah.
And
now,
you
still have to score at least one run.
I know.
Yep.
I know.
And Troy Holman.
Yep.
Alex
has
been
able.
His last time out, he was better.
Alex has been able to get some runs scored. Bo Tin is snake bit. He can't get. We can't get him a run.
But Bo's a hard
luck. He's had some very good, great outings, and he's lost three or four of them. And because we can't get him a run, he'll three or four hitter.
But he takes part of it because
Versailles.
He had two guys in scoring position last night and didn't get him in.
Bo pitched Versailles, Coldwater, and Sander. Right?
Sander.
So
yeah. 4-0, 4-0, 1-0.
Yeah, I'd say we ain't scoring many runs for him.
No, I'd say he's not getting.
Yeah, the other team,
zero.
The other team is not getting that many.
He's going to give me another zero. See if we can win.
As far as earned runs. Out of all of that, he might have three or four earned runs in those games. That should be, you know, if you can get somebody that's only allowed three or four earned runs in a few games, score two runs and you win them.
I feel like that Saharan coach last night, he's a small baller.
Gassed.
He bunts every time. I don't care if you're number four hitter.
Yeah.
He bunts. Makes him get second.
I'd love to see us bunt Will Holman.
Yeah.
I mean, just I don't know.
I don't think Will Holman has any.
Will back, but I don't think
he can play anymore.
He's done.
Yeah. How about Troy?
Troy would be good.
He can do a good
bunt. We'll do that.
So, hey, if like we can bunt Will.
Maybe Will can come up. Yeah.
Will can come back bunt.
Will play.
Yeah, he ain't scared. He got a little time left.
Give him a big helmet. They never know who the hell it was.
Nope.
Yeah.
So I talked to Holly Gann today, and she said they are interviewing for the elementary principal now.
Are they?
Bunch of applications, I think, for that one.
Yep.
Because I wanted to get the number of the of our
coach.
Yeah.
Our basketball girls.
And she said that there's a lot of interest in that athletic job. So
really?
Yeah.
Good.
From like a local.
She didn't say, and I didn't ask her. You know, she just said there's 10 plus. So
really.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's a lot of people from around the state, though, they're naming on that. But I did see something different, and maybe I'm wrong, but you have to have a bachelor's degree in this. And
for
I was
AD?
Thinking, yeah, and I was really? Thinking the last time they didn't have to have that.
I was thinking that, too.
Yeah.
I happened to see that, and I thought, I don't know about that's
I
a requirement.
You applied?
Yeah.
Attaboy.
That'd be super.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
We all know how good I am at
I'm going to say, if you had six or eight assistants, you could do a pretty good job.
Yeah. There's no doubt about that. While we got you up here, and we really didn't have a follow-up / closing on the 4 Recovery Radio Gala.
Yes,
we did.
Really? I mean,
we did.
Yep.
And you got the final numbers, right?
I did.
And
a week ago.
Because... One thing about that thing is you know, we get a lot of requests, and we get a lot of donations throughout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, if you look at, like, some of the obituaries, people say money for Fort Carey Radio.
Yeah. Yeah, and some people are doing, when they get their income tax refund. There, several of them had said they were going to pledge 2%, 5%, 50% of their income tax refund would be going to it.
So one thing that you had talked about, and you'd sent a text to us, is and this was early in the fire.
Yep.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that, too.
Donating
$25,000 to employees of JR or something of that
effect. Coming up with some way of helping somebody that might need it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And you know what? Maybe the best thing to do is to just put the word out there that if, you know, that
I'm sure there's
these donations aren't just for people that are sick or have been in accidents. Mm-hmm. You know, we gave money when the tornado hit a couple years ago, you know, so.
Sure.
So, for goodness sakes, if anybody needs a little bit of extra to pay the next mortgage, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, just you know, let us know.
Absolutely.
We'll help.
Yeah, because that's what it's for. That's we're.
Yeah, people helping people. That's what it's, you know, friends helping friends.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know, and
we have never said no to anybody except to Bill when he wanted some to go to Vegas.
Yeah, that was the only time.
he was just going to double it up.
And that was a 3-2 vote. I
mean, he about got it. It about passed.
Yeah.
But, you know, JR Manufacturing, just that company wrote us a $5,000 check this year.
Yeah.
So, you know, that doesn't count anything that the employees did.
Yeah.
And exactly. So you know that there's you know, they're generous people, and they know that there's times when people need help, and I'm pretty sure they didn't think it would be them.
Well, and, you know, maybe the best thing for us to do is to make sure that, like, we contact their HR people and let them know that if they know of anybody that needs some help to let us know.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's exactly what we should do.
That's what we do, yeah.
Yep, I agree. That was, you know, you know, we've been around here a long time, us four. You think about it, ain't much goes on in this town and we've not been.
Yeah, we got an idea.
That was a really sad deal.
Mm.
You know,
yes. Terrible. Yes.
You know, I can't think of any situation in my lifetime while I've lived in the fort that I knew affected as many people as what that did.
Yeah.
You local people, the number of families. And
I mean, that stuff trickles down.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, absolutely.
I was sitting there talking to Tiny, who works there, of course, and he's kind of telling me about stuff. And I said, you know, this thing's going on. And I'm thinking, I feel so bad for her. And then I started thinking, I go out there 10 times a week picking guys' cars up. I said, this is going to affect me, too.
Right.
Yep.
You know, it does. You just don't think about it.
Right.
Well, and assuming that everybody isn't getting 100% of their paycheck, that's going to affect the income tax for the town. And that's going to affect what the town can do with stuff.
Well, and so I'm sure.
There's a lot of things. It all just, like he said, trickles.
It trickles down.
Everywhere.
Yeah. You know, I don't know exactly how the property tax thing works. Okay. Mm-hmm. But if you take a building and its contents that were once worth $14 million, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And now it's not worth anything.
Yeah, yeah, it's rubble. Negative because it's gonna cost to put it back to zero.
Clean it up.
But and you know what? The thing that I keep hoping for and hanging my hat on is that, you know, one of the turning points and one of the best things that ever happened to Cooper Farms was when the tornado hit the building up at Van Wert. Because when we built it back up, we were more efficient. Mm-hmm. We had more opportunities to produce more product, you know? And it took those boundaries that we were kind of stuck in that old building, and it removed them.
Yeah.
And we could expand, and we could do things better and faster.
I bet too.
Because you don't want to, if your equipment is working fine, you don't want to just replace it to do something else.
Yeah.
But when it's gone, you have to replace it with something, so why not? Yeah, so that can be a good thing.
You know,
but in the meantime, it's tough.
You just hope that the leadership out there have seen the quality of the people, the quality of the town.
Yes.
And that they want to stay here.
Yeah.
Boy, I hope so.
Because their workforce is here, and it's a damn good one.
It is a good one.
You know?
And they're trained.
Yeah. And we talk about that whole deal. And you read about, like Steve Pearson, who talked about the amount of people who, like when they went to the fire hall, when they got dinner, there was just food everywhere.
Food everywhere, yeah.
And all the fire departments were welcome to come back and had.
Yeah.
And I think the women's, I think they have like the
auxiliary kind of stuff. Yeah.
And St. Henry had theirs, and it's really cool.
It's amazing.
When something like that happens, the way people just come together.
Yeah. And it's just...
I'll tell you what, with the whole volunteer fireman thing, that's never been something that is up my alley. I mean, you know what?
Right.
That's not me. When there's an accident, I don't want to see anything. I don't,
I would be another casualty in an accident.
Yes.
I might be able to do a fire, but I couldn't do an accident.
So, to me, what those guys do, and, every time that, and I'll say pager goes off, I don't know if they still use pagers or not, but every time it goes off, those guys leave their wives and their kids, and they don't know what they're going to run into.
That's right.
And that JR thing.
That was a big one.
Was big.
Wow.
You know,
monstrous.
And when you're out there and you see the fire trucks and the extension ladder thing, and you watch the amount of water and the traffic, you just hope that everybody's safe.
Yeah. You know, and going back a few years when we bought that thing, that big
ladder truck.
Like, what the hell did we buy that for? We ain't never going to use that. I seen that big thing hanging over the top of that thing going, wow, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's right. Cool.
Yeah, it was, you can get up above it and
shoot put, down right
and,
in there.
You know, Kim Day was on here and was talking about that. And, you know, when's that ever going to happen? I'm sure people were saying, well, that's never going to happen. Well, you can't just squirt water on it from the ground.
Yeah.
But, when you have something like that, it's a major deal. And they had, I think they also had Portland's over there, and somebody said they might have had Union Cities there.
Yeah.
But somebody else, they were trying to get somebody's, and it wasn't available. So there have been three or four of them with ladder trucks.
You know what dinner it was, and you really don't think about it, but, like, they said that they had the Versailles air unit,
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, so is that a helicopter?
I don't know.
But it was just something that they have to refill everybody's oxygen tanks.
Air.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
And you really don't think about the number of those things and that specialty.
Well, they start talking about having to bring gas trucks in to fill up the...
Yeah.
Because they're running all out, getting that out of the pond.
Oh, I didn't even think about
that. They're running out of gas.
So they had,
nobody's open. It's like, you got to have gas.
Like Metzger Oil and or Fortside Oil. I don't remember who it was, but I'm thinking... What were they doing out there? You don't want gas out there.
Run out of water. We're putting her out of gas. Her hard time getting it to go out.
Try this.
It just keeps getting bigger.
Well, maybe they brought them some food or something. I didn't know. That doesn't occur to me at all. Those kind of things.
Mm.
And those firemen, even though they don't have to use it once every 10 years, they know that stuff. They just call somebody and it's going to be there and it's already figured out. That was 13 hours. I saw they were leaving at 10 after 6 in the morning.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
So hats off to you guys.
Absolutely.
Who put your life. And you do. You put your damn life on the line.
Yeah. You never know.
Yes.
That's right. You never know. So Fort Cover Radio, and we just thank all you guys out there. And not just Fort Cover.
Everywhere.
It was everywhere. 15 damn units.
15 units.
I counted... So, and every tanker truck looks different. depending on who they're with and colors and sizes and stuff. But I opened my door and just watched as they went by on Saturday night, and I counted 12 different trucks were, and every 5 minutes there's one coming or going.
Yeah,
and that was just to Charlie Keller's pond. I don't know, might have been also going to, was that Ken Deuce's? No, he'd be the other way, and Sportman Club.
Frog.
They were getting out of those two ponds too that don't even come by my house. So,
so what do they crazy. Do there? I mean, when they start like something like that, they go, Charlie, can we use your water?
Yeah.
Well, he already designated that. If there's ever a big fire, you guys need my pond. Have at it.
There's a special hookup at ponds that they've got.
You know those white PVC pipes?
I think the industry has one out there too. Used to. I don't know.
Yeah.
Those white PVC pipes.
I'll be damned.
Is what that is. I didn't know. I had no idea what it was until a year ago.
Well, I was going to call
Garden Hose.
I'm thinking that my pool.
Garden Hose.
Yep. Come on, boys.
Drinking a pool, boys.
But here's something, and I don't know if this is correct or not, but somebody was telling me if they hadn't had all those tanker trucks, it would have drained the water tower. It would have lowered the water pressure in town so much that we'd have had a boil water alert for everybody in town if they'd have just used.
Didn't bother me.
I just got one.
I don't have any water.
Got one from Ivan.
Yep.
They used approximately 400 gallons of diesel fuel Saturday.
400 gallons.
400 gallons
of diesel fuel. Wow.
That ain't bad. Jeez.
And I'm sure that is just what we
Ivan would have been provided. A great guy to have up here tonight.
Yeah.
Or Steve Pearson or anything. You know, Roger and guys.
Yep.
Pretty cool. So
it's
let's take a break. We ain't paid any bills yet. We're going to come back and talk more about the Indians. We are broke.
We're going to be broke.
We're dead broke.
And we still got food, though. Still got food on the
table. We got some peanuts. We're good.
Later. Yeah.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill. And Wayne IGA has everything you need for a great cookout. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steak, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. T-bones and New York strips are $7.99 a pound. Angus ribeyes are only $9.99 a pound. Boneless, skinless chicken breasts are just $2.99 a pound. Boneless pork chops are $3.49 a pound. And their ground chuck is $4.29 a pound, bulk or patties. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hey everyone, the Donald here, and I'll totally be at the Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee in Fort Recovery, Ohio on June 17th. Be there and say hi to me. Please don't make me beg. I need the money.
You didn't believe that, did you? That's AI. It's not real, and it'll come for all of our jobs one day. But you know it is real. This is the first year of the Battleground Shootout, an 18-plus dodgeball tournament at the Fort Recovery Jubilee, June 17th. Gather a team of 6 to 8 and sign up at FortRecoveryJubilee.com/dodgeball. Only $30 a person. Also, follow the Battleground Shootout Dodgeball Tournament event page on Facebook for updates.
Hey, John Madden here.
and I'd come back from the grave to call play-by-play at the Battleground Shootout.
Again, AI, not real. Come on.
The Fort Recovery Athletic Department is giving you a great opportunity to save money on your Fort Recovery sports season tickets. All season passes for both adults and students for the 2023-2024 sports seasons will be drastically reduced now through April 28th. Head up to the high school office and they'll give you the details, but here's one example. For a family of five who would usually get two adult all-sport passes and three student all-sports passes, you can save $175 if you buy them before April 28th. So head up to the high school office and buy next year's season tickets before April 28th and save big.
Sports Talk, Bubba and V.
What?
Hello.
What are you doing?
I didn't hear a stinger.
I was waiting for Livy.
No, Livy. Oh, no, it wasn't Livy. It was Chuck's. Yeah,
okay.
Sorry about that.
Chuck sucks.
Chuck. No, he's not.
It's compared to Livy.
Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. It's not funny, but it's...
If you think it's funny, but it's not, it's chiffon.
What? Chiffon?
That's butter, I think.
Is that what it was?
Probably chiffon.
We're talking about commercials.
Yeah, we were singing various
jingles.
Commercials in the break.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, cool whip. I don't know if that's not a
How much school's left? Ooh. They got to be winding down.
Oh, they're down.
3 hour delay
20?
Today.
Yeah, 3 hour delay. Come on.
Yeah, it should be right around 20, about the end of May, I think. Yeah. Something like
kinda
that.
Kind of like you imagine how excited kids are now.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you remember back in those days?
Oh, there was nothing better.
Oh.
Just getting done.
I get excited now. I'm 58 years old.
Summer's here.
Oh, three more weeks of school. We're about out of here, bro.
Yeah. And then you realize.
I got to go to work.
Yeah. Oh. You got nine more years of
I gotta
work.
I got to go to work.
Well, what are you going to do? Works
what
a pretty
are you
well.
Do?
You know what, though? When you think about it, we got a pretty good gig.
It ain't bad.
No.
Yeah.
You know what?
Mm.
Yeah.
You got a good gig.
No.
What? Are you stupid?
You got two really good people working for you.
I do.
He don't do nothing. He sits in there. He's always on his phone.
Working.
Yep.
Kim works her butt off.
Worker. She's a worker. Worker bee.
Cody's birthday is yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Big Coat, 31.
Yep.
Hard
31.
Kind of is.
It
hard
is.
To believe when
I
you
think he has a
kid.
Hmm. Somebody's anniversary is today, too. Who did I see?
I don't know.
I did see somebody. Who was it?
Erica and Porks was this week.
Yep. Erica and Porks. Yeah, sausage.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Happy 16th, I think.
I think somebody said Cody has a team in the
dodgeball.
Dodgeball thing.
Yeah.
How many teams he's going to have in that?
I don't know.
I see you opened her up to kids now, high school kids.
Yep,
16.
They'll kill each other.
That's
I
okay.
Love it.
I think we should have a senior group.
My shoulder is absolutely shot. In fact, tomorrow I'm going to go get suction cups on my right knee.
Nice.
What?
Yep.
Suction cups for what? What?
Okay, so they say this.
I got a toilet plunger.
Now, listen, you guys, I'm serious. You make fun of me. This is not something to make fun of.
Well, it seemed like it to us, so we're sorry.
I have something cartilage.
Mm.
What is it? What's the word I'm looking for?
Ben, Little Joe, and Hoss.
That's Cartwright.
Cartwright.
It's Cartwright.
Not cartilage.
Cartilage.
Sorry.
No, I have...
cartilage something.
Get cartilage. Torn cartilage.
No.
Cartilagitis.
My knee.
No.
I had an MRI on my knee.
Okay.
A while back.
And you got cartilage.
I have...
You hope so.
No. Scar tissue.
Oh.
Scar tissue. Yeah.
Scar tissue.
I got scar tissue.
From what? Did you tear your cartilage sometime?
I don't know, but they say you suction cup these, because here's what happens. I drive, like I go to Defiance.
Mm-hmm.
I get out of the car.
Get out.
I'm like, what's this? I'm like, what?
Can't beg her up?
Yeah.
I've done that, dude. Can't beg her up. I'm like, get a tow truck, get me out of here.
There it is. Here I sit. I can't move.
Unbelievable.
Locks up.
And I read where these suction cups help suck stuff up.
Oh, for God's sake.
So tomorrow I'm going to the Edge in Marion.
All right.
The Edge, Marion, like Marion local?
Yeah.
Or Marion, Indiana, or Marion, Ohio?
Physical therapy, Marion local.
Okay.
Marion local.
They put these cups on you, and I can also do it on my shoulder. I got a bad shoulder.
Ooh, cup it up.
Yep.
And when you do it backwards, it says Paul is dead.
That was on the Beatles, right?
Yeah,
the Beatles.
Yeah.
Yep.
What I'm saying is,
I'm an idiot.
If like you're putting suction cups,
yeah, I'm putting them on my sack.
Whoa.
Oh my, Neil, better eliminate that one. You put. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So, like, you ever listen to PG-14?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
Yep.
You ever hear that Schmidt chiropractic, and they talk about shoulder?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Come in.
Varicose veins, I can do it all.
Well, you see what Tiny went through.
Yep.
If I don't have to do that.
He had a torn rotator cuff, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
You have,
don't want to do that if you don't have to.
No, I got shoulder. I sleep on my shoulder. I'm hurting.
Yep.
You ever have shoulder pain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pitched a 9,000 against baseball. I got a noodle.
You got nothing?
There's nothing in my
shoulder. You got shoulders? Good shoulders?
No.
Absolutely nothing?
I've wounded them several times, and and if I get more than 10 pounds, 15 pounds, I can't go any higher than basically 90 degrees.
We need drugs, basically.
Yeah. Every day.
Nope. We need surgery.
No. We need
start cutting, boys.
Nope. Really?
So, I'm doing none of that.
You know what?
None of that.
Within 10 years,
you're
going to have, like, aluminum knees, aluminum hips, aluminum shoulders.
Yeah.
You'll be the bionic man.
Nope, you're getting titanium, Bob.
So is that the theme song, the Bionic Man?
Bionic Man.
I had no idea.
I always loved that Lindsay Thomas, or what was her
Wagner.
Name?
Lindsay Wagner. Wagner. Yeah. The Bionic Woman.
That probably was in the era when I was sitting up at Toby's talking to Big P on the weeknights.
You guys would sit and watch Bionic Woman?
No. We didn't know any of those TV things. We grew up town sitting with Big P and Max and George Anthony.
Never watched TV. Never had TV on.
Saying stupid stuff.
Yep.
Why would he have the TV on? He had more entertainment than anybody in the world.
Yeah, he had some classic stuff going on.
Yeah. George, imagine them days.
George Anthony and Max.
I was just thinking about that. Big P, George, Max, and me sitting uptown every night just saying stupid
stuff. And laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Are you the only one of those left?
I think so. I was just thinking about that this week. Yep.
That is
right. Everybody else is gone.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember what, but something brought that up, and I just started giggling.
Yeah.
And then I thought, damn, those guys are all dead.
Yeah.
God.
I know. It
ain't really shit.
It ain't worth it. It is not worth crap. But
man, what
personalities. I often think about, like, my grandsons and even my kids, how they miss some of the champions.
Oh, yeah.
Because the champions were not us. It was that group in front of us.
Well, and even the generation before that was Zeke Zeringer and people like that. Oh,
yeah, our dads.
Yeah, those people were true characters. They were really
I can remember going to Harold's house when I was a kid, and his dad would come in from that shop. And you see the J&M guys, right?
Oh, yeah.
Times it by four, and that's what Harold's dad looked like walking in there.
Yep.
Every day.
Yeah.
Frank Tim was the same way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'd be out Kenny's, and here come Frank, and he'd smell like shit. It was unbelievable.
Those are great people. Those were some pretty awesome people.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I got to some of them I only kind of saw, and some of them I kind of knew, like Zeke in his later days. He was always uptown.
Yeah.
And he was always telling stories, and he was just every day he had a new joke. He always said it's in the book.
Yep.
And supposedly somebody found a book with all this stuff.
He wrote down.
And he always said, "Well, it's only 78 days till Christmas." He knew exactly how many days till Christmas. Always knew how many days till Christmas. And you know, just
always whistle.
He,
yeah.
Tried to put his S's. Whistle with his S's.
Yeah.
He was awesome, you know, people. And there's a bunch of people like that that were just really neat. Oh, man, I got to see, you know, Albert Smith and Mabel. They'd be up there at Big P's eating supper every night. Yeah. He had five stories, and he told them every night, as if he'd never told them before. And Big P couldn't keep from laughing every time. A.W. Yeah. Smith.
A.W. Smith.
And A.W. stood for A Willing Worker. I don't know. That sounds like an extra W, but...
remember the Big P always talked about the guys who put all the quarters on his junk?
Yep.
What was that guy's name? Oh. Steel Brothers. Larry Steele.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I ever saw that, but I did hear some stuff.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Big P used to put... Remember he used to put quarters?
Level?
Yep.
Get some suckers out of there.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
And the other thing that Big P used to do, I'm sure you got to see this plenty of times, he would stick a pencil in the ceiling tiles and bet you
bottle.
that he could make that fall right into the bottle. And he never missed.
Yep.
There's some ways you can cheat and do that, but yeah.
Not Big P.
Yeah.
Never.
Big P was not a cheater.
Well, he wasn't really cheating. He didn't say that he didn't have some tricks on how to figure out where that was going to drop. But there was just neat stuff all the time.
I agree.
Oh my God!
So tomorrow we're going to Minster.
Minster,
yep. Indians in Minster. It's going to win. Yep. That'd be a good game to win.
That'd be a big win.
And then we've got prom weekend, so we're going to take a week off. Neil's going to rejuvenate his batteries this weekend.
Yep.
Back at her again. Yep. Big next week.
And next week we got the. Monday we got a game, and then Tuesday we got the bring her back.
Dedication.
Dedication. Yep.
Monday is baseball. We have four home games during the week.
A bunch this week.
So baseball versus Arcanum on Monday versus New Knoxville on Tuesday, and softball also has Anna that day, and that's going to be the ribbon cutting. And then Thursday we're playing New Bremen, and Friday the baseball is playing Anna. So it is... It is Arcanum, New Knoxville, New Bremen, and Anna.
Yep.
Then we go to Rushi for a doubleheader. So six baseball games scheduled next week.
Perfect.
And there New Knoxville should be easy, but if we take them for granted, we'll lose that one, too.
That's right.
Because they might only need one run to beat us, the way we've been playing. So
we're in.
And we'll leave nine on base and get beat 1-0.
That's right.
That better not happen, but
no more.
You know, it just can.
We're turning around.
Yep. The drawing will be done, and we'll know where we're gonna be. And
I would say, what do you think, Bobby? Four, five seed?
I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I don't even know how many teams are in it anymore.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't know.
Don't have a clue.
We'll be in good shape because our losses are all to, you know, we've had some big wins, and our losses have been to good teams or MAC schools. So
yep.
You know, we'll be very good shape compared to most of the other.
Lincoln View game will help us a little bit, I think.
Oh, yeah.
That'll help a little bit.
Yep. So you never know.
All right. Yep. So for my good friend, the one and only Mr. Harold Feely, Jack sticks around for the Sports Talk. Back-to-back weeks, by the way. He covered it for me last week.
He was awesome last week.
The owner-operator of Fort Recovery Radio, Neil Spencer. And don't forget, next week, women's girls basketball coach.
Coming in.
We're going to talk to Tyler Dyke.
Dyche? Pick his brain a little bit.
Yep. Sounds good. Everybody have a great week. We'll see you.
See you next week.
Go Indians.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll be right back.